I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome in. It is the Sports Overnight America show right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am Jeff Rich. I am in Phoenix, Arizona. I am sitting across the table from the lovely Jen Rich. How are you doing tonight, Jen?
I'm okay. Yeah, doing good.
Ready for the weekend?
Always.
All right.
Literally always.
And then we've got Shane Koenig with us up in some other state that's not Phoenix, or it's not Arizona or California, but from the Rocky Mountain region, our Mountain Time delegate, Shane Koenig, joins us. How are you doing, man?
Very good. I feel like Jen is, like, literally on a Saturday morning looking forward to the next Saturday morning, just, like, planning, literally looking forward to the weekend at all times.
Oh, like, when I wake up in the morning, I'm literally already excited about going back to sleep.
She literally leaves the house for work and states out loud, I cannot wait to get back home and sleep for 16 hours.
Like,
how many times do you actually sleep for 16 hours when that happens?
I never sleep. I always say, like, I'm coming home, and I'm going, like, directly to bed, and I'm going to get some good sleep, and no, it never happens.
You have the type of mind like I have where it's like, oh, it's on. I can't shut it off automatically.
Yeah.
So.
I only get tired when I have something I have to do. I'll get tired 20 minutes before we have to do this. My body's like, all right, let's drift off now. And it's like, no, you can't do that. Or, you know, right before work, that's always the best sleep, right before that work alarm goes off.
Shane, are you capable of napping?
Well, when I didn't have kids, napping was not something I did very often. And now that I have kids, and it depends on the activity, I can, but not. I'm not a huge napper. But I can't actually nap at this point in my life.
See, my kid brother back in Ohio is actually like an involuntary napper. So he gets home from work, makes himself a little something to eat, falls asleep from like 6 to 9, and then he's up from 9 until like 1 a.m., and then he wakes up at 6 to start his work day. So it's a grind, but you know, if you're fortunate enough to not have to do it on those 2 days at the end of the week, more power to you. Stay tuned. We're going to get you all set for the weekend in sports. Shane Koenig, Jen Rich, Jeff Rich with you. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on notebooks. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on pens, markers, and all the essentials. And right now at Staples, save up to 60% on select notebooks, markers, and more. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. N729. Prices may vary in-store and online.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich with you from Phoenix. Jeff Rich is here with me. As we mentioned in the opening, Shane Koenig is here with us as well. When you're not listening to us live, make sure you get us on the social medias. What's up at What's Up Riches, at Jeff Rich Talks, at A Girl of Many Hats. We'll give Shane an opportunity to put his at out if he feels like putting his at out. And, of course, don't forget the Sports Byline Network, at Sports Byline USA. First question, what do you guys want to talk about?
Wait, dude. Shane didn't get to respond to putting his at out.
Yeah, we're going to give him an opportunity if he wants to get his at out there.
I'm not sure I even know what my at is anymore. Yeah. I changed it, so I'll pass on the at.
He's just Shane at, no at, yeah. At.
Don't at me because I don't have an at that you care about.
No ats.
So, I was getting ready to, we were talking during the break about how college football is not true to their numbers, nor their directionals, and it brought up the Jack in the Box commercial, and we've had it out west, and which one of you wants to break down the commercial for me?
I think Shane would do a really good job at this.
Okay. It's been a while since I've seen it, but basically, as I are starting to experience now that my 10-year-old is doing some multiplication that involves double-digit numbers, it's a dad helping his daughter draw a map. And he wrote, like, the whole middle of the United States is Texas. And then, like, Jen was saying that it was, like, Wisconsin was, like, where Boston is. And it's like, oh, this is the way that conference realignment is going. No one's going to know geography anymore.
I remember how angry I was that they were going to put San Diego State in the Big East. And instead of that happening, there basically just is no Big East. It's like the Catholic schools that play basketball but don't play football on the highest level.
Well, we were talking about that, too, is with, two remaining schools of Oregon State and Washington State and the amount of history there is in the Pac-12, the Mountain West just needs to go to the two remaining people and try to take out two remaining members and try to take over the name and merge the two and see if there's any way to get out of that contract with Apple and do a more broadcast, not streaming service, but broadcast actual entity, and see if they can get that.
I forgot that Klivikov made that deal at the 11th hour of the Pac-12's existence.
Well, I think that was the kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, is they were waiting for that deal to come through. And now it's like, you have to have so many streams and you have to have Apple. And it's like, well, before, like, my friend is a huge CU Buffs fan. He has season tickets even through their worst times. And he's super frustrated because he can't get Pac-12 through DirecTV, only through Comcast. And half of the people can't get Comcast. So it's like super limited. And then they stack that with being only on Apple and having to pay for the service when your biggest two entities are leaving. How many eyes are really going to be on that? I think that's what started the whole Pac-12 dissolving dominoes, if you will.
Well, I think they dug their own grave basically by the complete mismanagement of that network. Everything about the Pac-12 network and the conversations that surround it are just, it just equals out to what the Spanish like to say, basura.
Yeah.
Trash.
Yeah, I mean, and even the idea that due to that Pac-12 network being such trash, and even to a certain extent, I would say even before that, the Longhorn network, so many people are now putting people in places of power that are broadcast television and negotiating rights, like specialists, almost to at the head of the of their own conferences, because it's super important to get that money that can be distributed accordingly, and that's what's pushing all of these geographical knowledge. Beware and not having all of the right people on the right coast, and the Big East only being in the East and not in the West, and everything like that. It's all money that's coming from broadcasting rights. So
what do we have? We have 18 teams in the Big Ten.
Yep, I think there's 18, and then there's 16 in the SEC.
How many in the Big 12?
I think there's only 10, or maybe they got to 12.
Well, they were adding four. They lose Oklahoma.
That's right.
They lose. They lose Texas.
I think right now they're four bigger. I think they're at 14.
Nothing really changes for 2023. Yeah, I think we're talking 2024 and beyond.
Well, so. I think the Big 12 is—they're in a good position with numbers. I'm just not sure they're in a good position for strength. I mean, basketball, they're going to be dominant, but football, they're going to have to do some things to kind of maintain or grow with the SEC and the Big Ten.
I mean, who's the best team in that conference? I would think that the expansion doesn't change that next year, that the powerhouse is probably going to reside with Oklahoma. Well, I guess it is affected because you have the subtraction of your top two moneymakers in the conference. Maybe not in basketball, but definitely in football.
We think about all the big names that come out of there, but the Big 12 champion in football last year was K-State, and then TCU is also in the championship game. So those are the two best teams going into the next year. Oklahoma, with their coaching change, they still have some growing to do to be back at the place they were with Lincoln Riley. And Texas has, obviously with Sarkisian, has some challenges that they're overcoming, but he's obviously recruiting. He just needs to get the players to perform at the level they're supposed to be at.
Yeah, so it's their lame duck year in the Big 12, but I don't think that it's going to be noticeable to the viewer. I think that behind the scenes, there's probably going to be a lot of moaning and groaning about these teams that are not part of this league's future. But I don't think that it affects anything that happens between the sidelines, and I don't really think that it affects attendance in any way, shape, or form, or how the fans view the teams.
People that are in the regions are still going to watch. I mean, Missouri has moved into the SEC, and I still watch Big 12 football and Big 12 basketball and have a rooting interest in some of the teams and old rivalries. So I think that they're still going to have – you're still going to have Oklahoma State, and people in Oklahoma are going to watch it and they can care about that. The Texas area has so many teams, and you still have TCU and Texas Tech that are going to bring some eyes and growing as well. I mean, TCU is the best of the Texas schools in the Big 12 last year. And they have a new exciting offense and new recruiting and new coaching and a whole new philosophy. So I agree with you. I think people are still going to have their eyes on it and still enjoy watching it. And there'll be some new blood coming in with Cincinnati and UCF and the regions that will be recruited out of there will be really interesting too.
Hey, Jen, what's the best story this week about the Chicago White Sox?
I mean, none of them... None of them are good.
None of them have gotten to fights this week. That's probably the best news.
Can we define best? Are you saying the most interesting or the best good news by best?
The most depressing?
The best for the purposes of this very public conversation that we're having with each other.
I think them hitting a new low was when we discovered that LaRussa has been brought back as a consultant with the organization.
Yeah, that is the worst part of it all. I mean, even moving to Nashville doesn't topple.
Yeah, the relocation, the selling of the team, the general issues with management and team core togetherness.
I feel like everything you're talking about is rolled up into the name of Tony La Russa coming back. It's like, oh, this describes everything bad that's happened to the White Sox the past 10 years in one name.
I just don't.
The White Sox, the Diamondbacks, and the Angels, too.
As a Cubs fan, you don't. You don't want to see them do well. You want to be able to keep smack talking. But this is just, like, embarrassing for the city.
Would you be a little bit upset if the White Sox left Chicago?
Not at all. I don't give a crap.
I was like, as soon as you asked her, I was like, she's going to say no. I can already tell you that answer.
Nobody cares. Nobody would care.
I mean, think about the business side of this. You're leaving a number three market. I think Chicago is a number, a solid three. In the country, before you even get into Phoenix and Houston, and for them to go to a market like Nashville, a minor league market, sorry Titans, sorry Predators, but a minor league market in Nashville from Chicago, I think that's dumb.
I just want to hear something from Nashville about this. I want somebody in Nashville to just finally be like, we never said anything about...
We literally never asked for this.
Yeah.
Okay, we did not.
Nobody asked for this.
All right, guys. So we got to throw it to a break. Shane, Jen, and Jeff with you on Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hello again, this time from the same place I was sitting at the last time, usually from the update desk where I'm doing scores, but I'm not doing any scores right now. I'm just going to go over what we have going on for college football coming up. Week zero, FBS. You ready?
I am ready.
Am
I ready for the season, or am I ready for you to read off the schedule?
Yeah, you ready for the season?
Yeah. The answer is yes, either way.
Ready for football?
Yes.
Yeah. So we have Navy, Notre Dame, first game, 2:30 p.m. Eastern.
Where's that game being played?
NBC, Peacock, Dublin.
Dublin, Ohio?
They're playing in...
Yeah, Peacock? Dublin, Ohio. It's going to be a great game. Dublin, Ireland.
Maction, but not Maction.
Home of Freddie Quinn, Dublin, Ohio. But, I digress. But back in Ireland, I think that Notre Dame should kick off every season in Ireland, and I think they should go back to having the game kick off at like 5:30 in the morning local time for us.
I like when we can roll out of bed and just like have stuff happening already.
Yeah, we could also sleep till 9.
It's really
but not this weekend.
There's some weekends where I sleep in, and then there's other weekends I'm wide awake at 5:30 for no reason. I've seen a lot of sunrises this summer.
Yeah. We're going to be up by 11:30. I guarantee it, though.
I feel like Jeff just basically said, I like it when they have it at 5:30, so I get to miss the entire Notre Dame game.
I don't have to watch any of it.
No, I'm a liker of the Irish. I'm still pulling for Marcus Freeman to to do what a lot of his predecessors, I would say, including Charlie Weiss, were unable to do. So Navy at Notre Dame. I don't know what kind of team Navy has this year. I'd like it to be competitive, but you never know.
Well, they fired their coach, even though he had the most successful run of any Navy coach. So it'll be interesting if they're going to let him go, what they're going to bring in. And it'll be I was hearing on the radio here today, they were talking about last year CU and Air Force and how Air Force comes in and whips them because CU's like undermanned anyway, and then they have to change up what they're running on their defense because of the triple option. So it'll be really interesting to see with a new coaching regime how their offense and defense looks against what should be a very good program.
Great game prep for Navy Notre Dame. That's Shane Koenig, everybody. Move on, John.
Next up, once you get done with your Notre Dame Navy matchup, you're going to do UTEP at Jacksonville State, 5:30, CBS.
Okay, so I'm
on that one.
With the whole week zero schedule, I was thinking about like quizzing you on the team mascots, and then I'm going through them. I'm like, I don't know what Jacksonville State's mascot is. I believe that it's not in Jacksonville, Florida. I believe the Jacksonville State is in Alabama, and I only know that because I think that Ryan Perilou played there.
Ryan Perilou, really?
Yeah.
After he left Texas
recruit that played at LSU briefly.
I know him because he's the reason that when he went to Texas, Chase Daniel was the number one recruit that was supposed to go to Texas. And when they told him that they were going to give a scholarship to Ryan Perilou, he went to Missouri. And then he went to LSU.
JSU, the friendliest campus in the South. Jacksonville, Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah.
What are they? They're not the Dolphins, because I think that's the regular Jacksonville that's in Jacksonville, Florida.
They are. Come on and tell me, Bing Machine.
Give me some points, Bing Machine.
Cocky the Gamecock.
So they're the Gamecocks.
Jacksonville State Gamecocks.
All right.
Their birdie looks all a fluff.
What's funny about this one is usually when FBS plays FCS, and Jacksonville State could have made the transition recently for all that I recall, but UTEP's actually going on the road to play at Jacksonville State, so that was a little bit of an oddity to me, but I guess there is no logic when it comes to week zero.
I mean, when you're going to be playing a game and you're calling it week zero, there really isn't any logic. It, that totally follows. I think those two things go illogical and week zero. Calling those things week zero is silly to me, but.
All right, next up.
Next up, your ESPN game, 7 o'clock, UMass at New Mexico State, which I realized as I was looking at this, we probably actually could make it to New Mexico State for that game.
Yeah, Las Cruces are bust. You know, all I can tell you about UMass is that, one, they're the Minutemen, and once upon a time, John Calipari coached Marcus Camby there. And that's it.
That's all we got. I couldn't tell you anything about UMass football. I can't think of anybody that came out of UMass football that was good or in the NFL. And there definitely isn't anything at New Mexico State.
I want to say that that white lightning for the Arizona Cardinals, who they took above DK Metcalf, Andy Isabella, maybe Andy Isabella. A UMass guy.
I did not know that, but that I do remember Andy Isabella because there was Chiefs had him on their radar as like the compliment to Tyreek Hill because he's so fast.
Yep. Didn't work out so well for the Cardinals, especially having to play against DK Metcalf twice a year.
And then also at 7 o'clock, if you have Fox Sports 1, you got Ohio at San Diego State.
I think that's interesting. I think that it's interesting that because isn't the coach that used to be at Michigan, Brady Hoke, the head coach at San Diego State now? And he used to fire insults at the team in Columbus by referring to them only as Ohio. And now he's playing actual Ohio at Snapdragon Stadium this weekend.
Yeah, he is the head coach there. I forgot that he had moved over there.
And they've been pretty good under him. He's done a pretty good job. They've been in that Mountain West Championship a few times in the last couple of years.
I mean, they're one of those teams that could be making a weird coastal move or a move to a bigger conference that could really help them out. So,
well, if the Mountain West absorbs or merges with the Pac-12, don't you want to have some kind of anchor in Southern California? It's not Los Angeles, it's San Diego. It is a secondary market, but it's still Southern California, and it will still get the type of exposure that the LA schools got with Pac-12 After Dark, because you can keep it going, because you had the less heralded Mountain West After Dark that went up against Pac-12 After Dark.
Yeah, I think that you definitely want that local broadcast in that market, and I think that if I remember correctly, they have an amazing stadium. They just rebuilt their stadium that have made that stadium similar to a Pac-12 feel or a Big 12 feel. So I think they're ready to make that move. And their basketball team is highly competitive as well. So.
Okay. I almost confused myself. San Jose State and San Diego State are not the same place. So I was just wondering how they were playing.
No, we'll get to San Jose State.
They were having a split spot guide. Hey, Jen, Ohio, the only Mid-American Conference team in action.
Yes.
You want to see a 1-0 for the MAC coming out of week zero?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right.
We're good. I like all the MAC teams. And then, 7:30, if you have the SEC Network, you can do Hawaii at Vanderbilt.
Oh, the SEC, it just means more, doesn't it, Shane?
Yes, in Hawaii especially. big time. I mean, I'm not going to say anything because Missouri usually beats Vanderbilt, but it's not like Missouri has an incredible schedule. They do play K-State this year, so we'll see how that goes. But, I mean, it's not like they're putting up any type of huge non-conference schedule that's anything better than Hawaii.
Well, since Kentucky has recently escaped from the dregs of the SEC, who's the it team that non-SEC fans can point at and say, oh, they couldn't beat Ohio State, or they couldn't beat Oklahoma?
Missouri is definitely one of those. Vanderbilt, definitely one of those. Who else? South Carolina might be up there, depending on how their next couple seasons go.
Is Beamer still there?
No. No, Beamer's gone. Okay. They let him go after like 1.5 seasons, I think, and then they moved on to a new coach, but I don't know who their new head coach is.
All right, what else we got going on week zero, John?
So, San Jose State does come up. They're playing USC. That's at 8 o'clock Eastern, but nobody's watching that game because it's on the Pac-12 network. So.
Oh, well, Comcast.
You just
customers.
Can't see it.
Yeah.
Do I get that with Apple Plus?
You might. I don't think it starts until 2024, but you know, maybe Apple will just steal it.
Right, maybe they'll do a little sample. They'll do a preview.
Exactly.
Look what's coming.
Week zero preview. Yeah.
I think I've seen 7 minutes of Pac-12 Network and all of its existence, and like a lot of it was like an inning of an ASU baseball game. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, because we couldn't even watch it at the bar that everyone that we know that would get together for a sporting event or whatever goes to. Can't have the Big 12 or Pac-12 because it's DirecTV and they can't do the whatever you have to have.
Local bars in Phoenix would be dumb to choose a carrier that has the Pac-12 network over the NFL.
Yeah.
Even though the NFL, you know, is more for the transplants than the Cardinals fans, because Cardinals fans can just go to the game. There are seats available
almost all the time.
And they were they were actually pretty busy.
Unless you have like a really big out of town team coming in,
like the Cowboys
Bears,
or the
Bears will do
Cowboys.
A big draw.
The Cowboys, where the fans are wearing silver.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you know what? One of the saving graces there, Shane, is that we, you know, we don't get the Cowboys twice a year like we did when they played in the NFC East. So I know that we got one more game for Jen to read off here, but San Jose State at USC, I'm not anticipating an upset there.
I hope not. I mean, that's a heck of a way to start out your top 10 recruiting class and the Heisman Trophy candidate. Maybe a two-time Heisman Trophy winner and you lose to San Jose State. That's probably not the best way to start that off.
Yeah, and about 30 seconds left here, Jen. Any more games?
Rounding out the evening, you got FIU at Louisiana Tech, 9 o'clock, but CBS Sportsnet, so I guess technically whenever the UTEP-Jacksonville State game ends.
Okay, and they're giving it 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours.
So, you know, we'll just see about that. Cats and Dogs, Panthers at Bulldogs in Ruston, Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken. All right, we got to throw it to a break. We got to say what's up to the troops listening on the American Forces Network. You got Shane Koenig, Jen Rich, and Jeff Rich in Phoenix, Arizona, and we'll be right back.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11. for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs,
no agents,
no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for staying up with us. It is Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich is here in Phoenix, Arizona with you. Shane Koenig from slightly northeast of us. And I, by no coincidence, am across the table from Jen. My name is Jeff Rich. And this is a weekend edition of Sports Overnight America. Looking ahead to, before we look ahead to what we've got coming up on Saturday and Sunday, let's just talk about some of the teams that have already tied a ribbon around their preseason and are getting ready for week one. No week zero in the National Football League, and I don't even know how that would be a thing. Jen, you're not the biggest of NFL fans. Are you paying any attention to the Chicago Bears?
Not really, no.
No, they've got a second-year coach.
Not really paying attention to anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I pay enough attention to not sound like an idiot when it comes up, like, now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I don't care.
All right. I'll talk about the Bears when we talk about their game, their upcoming game. But Thursday night we had Pittsburgh down in Atlanta and Indianapolis fill in the void of the missing team in Western Pennsylvania by playing a game against Indianapolis. And, I just got to say, people criticize the outfits of Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. And, the answer to that is to probably just let it go. But Pittsburgh, obviously, this Cleveland-born kid doesn't have a nice thing to say about them. Is there any reason to buy any of the hype about them possibly being a sleeper in the AFC North there, Shane?
Well, I think that if you look at what they did last year and you look at the rest of the AFC North, the hard part about when someone says they're a sleeper in the AFC North is that they have to start beating some teams in the AFC North to do that. And that's a tough task when you think about there are some things that can go their way. I think they're a very solid team from top to bottom. Their quarterback is going to be average to slightly above average if he continues the growth that he had at the end of last year into an offseason, more knowledge about what he needs to do to be ready for an NFL season. But you're talking a very talented team in Cleveland. You're talking about a very stacked team when you look at their offseason in Baltimore. So where are those wins going to come from? They have to beat somebody. They can't lose to everybody in the AFC North and still be a sleeper team. So I think they're going to be slightly better. They're more than likely going to be above 500, but I don't think that they're going to be a highly competitive team. I think they've got good talent, but nothing that really like kicks it off where if they have great wide receivers, you need a quarterback that can get it to them, and that's going to be their biggest telltale sign to have success is how much growth can Kenny Pickett go into this year from last year, and if he has huge growth, they could be a sleeper team and maybe have some upsets, but I just don't see it happening.
What's their ground game like? Are you a believer in Najee Harris?
I think that a lot of people see a running back that can hit some holes in a Steelers uniform, and they think the next great running back. I think he is an above average running back. I think that he's got some mileage on him, and the Steelers have continued to put that mileage on him. They've also been trying to complement him with some late draft speed backs, and nothing has really come of that. They've spent the draft picks, the draft capital late in the draft to try to get a compliment to him, and none of that has worked out, and more pressure gets put on Najee Harris. I think he's an okay running back, but in the world of running backs, okay is good enough, because you're not going to pay anybody the amount of money they really want and see. They have a good offensive line. They can build around that and expect an above average performance from Kenny Pickett, have a decent year. But I just don't see in that division where they're going to get come up with those extra wins to get into the playoffs.
Yeah. All right. Let's get away from the AFC North for a minute. The Atlanta Falcons in the NFC South. You know, you're kind of looking around that division and figuring out what Carolina's going to do. You know, are they going to start the little guy from Alabama, or, you know, I just don't know what to expect, but I think that they'll make what is the right decision, because they've got an offensive-minded head coach that really just kind of got to escape from Ursay in Indianapolis. I think that I think that things will go well in Carolina, but I'm looking at, you know, I got Baker Mayfield starting in Tampa. You know, who do you like there? I mean, what's the least worst option coming out of that division?
I think we just went from like a super competitive, talking about a super competitive division because of a ton of talent and really good teams, to what could be a quote unquote competitive division because everybody stinks. I mean, you're talking about people, when they talk about this division, they're talking about huge ifs, right? If Arthur Smith can get Bijan Robinson as a complimentary player to allow a not even really full second year quarterback to perform in Desmond Ridder, where they could go here and have some upset wins. Excuse me. Carolina, we've drafted the shortest and smallest quarterback in the history of the NFL, but he's got an amazing mind. What if he can stay healthy? Well, we don't really have an offensive line that is really supporting him so far in the preseason. But if they do this, they could be have some upset wins. That whole, like, Tampa Bay is just like, you might as well just tank. Like, just go for Caleb Williams. And that maybe that's the reason they are starting Baker Mayfield. But if they move the trash, they're not going to be any better. And they don't have any really ifs at all. It's like, if literally they have competent quarterback play, they can be decent. If not, they're going to be really, really bad. And that whole division is just a big old pile of poop, if you ask me. But
yeah, and I think that Arian still has his hands on all the buttons there, and he's not going to fire Todd Bowles for this not being the greatest season. They're too closely removed from, you know, winning a Super Bowl, and obviously there was a big X factor that allowed that to happen. Now, I'm going to go over to the from the NFC South to the AFC South. You know, the Colts were at the Eagles on Thursday night, and, you know, the thing that sticks with me from Indianapolis isn't necessarily Frank Reich, but, you know, I think that we hit the anniversary this week of Andrew Luck retiring, and it was like 4 years ago already.
Yep. I mean, you hear they have stories about it, and it's almost like they had Peyton Manning, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and Andrew Luck comes in and replaces him, and it's almost like the legend of Andrew Luck is bigger than the legend of Peyton Manning, and it was unprecedented that someone leaves the quarterback position when they're at such a high level and can continue to play at a high level. But they've had some opportunities, and they've had a fork in the road multiple times of either starting over and getting young or trying to go with a veteran, and they did the veteran thing, what, three different times? And now that they've got Richardson there and a coach that knows how to use a running quarterback, they seem to be pretty competent, but I don't see Anthony Richardson as Jalen Hurts right off the bat. I mean, even Jalen Hurts wasn't Jalen Hurts off the bat. He continued to grow and grow and grow, and it still is, and getting better every single year. So we'll see what that team does. I think that that's a Tennessee division at this point, with even Tannehill at an average level is a better option than a lot of the AFC South competition. Jacksonville also has a chance there. They have some good young talent.
I think they're the favorites.
I mean, we saw them come back in the playoffs, and as a Chiefs fan, you saw them in the playoffs. I just don't know if Trevor Lawrence continues to, he shows everybody what he can do, and now defensive coordinators can kind of move on from that and work off of that. We'll see if they can replicate that. They have to have a lot of people stay healthy and have really big years. I'm going to go out on a limb and stick with Tennessee, because they've been doing it for more years than Jacksonville has. I have more faith in Vrabel with a healthy quarterback, and Vrabel are with Derrick Henry in the backfield healthy as well, I have a lot of confidence in that team.
All right, before we get over to Philly, who also played on Thursday, and the rest of the NFC East, I'm glad that you brought up Jalen Hurts, because I have to subtract him from the multiple choices here, but obviously there's going to be a theme here, and you're going to be able to pick it up on it right away, but you know, you're starting a brand new franchise. These are the only three options that you have: Tua Tagovailoa, Mac Jones, or Bryce Young. Who do you want?
Another question, or is that my only, like, do I have any offensive line whatsoever, or am I just dealing with like a crap offensive line?
Let's say that they give you good, they give you nice expansion rules because they want you to succeed. Maybe you're in Toronto and you're an expansion team.
if I have a good to above average offensive line, I take Bryce Young, because if you're going to protect the quarterback, I have more confidence in Bryce Young's ability to hit the open guy, know the offense front back, make multiple reads than I do in Tua. And I think that Mac Jones is below average, period. And even with good offensive line play, he's still going to get hit and he's going to get knocked around a lot.
All right. Let's in a vacuum. Actually, we can just put them on their existing teams. We don't have to get hypothetical so much with this one. If I'm ranking quarterbacks, I'm going Patty Mahomes one. And I'm leaving a blank check for you to fill in line number two there.
Because I saw him in the Super Bowl, I love Jalen Hurts, because every single step of his career, he keeps getting better and better, holding himself accountable for he gets into the Super Bowl and both quarterbacks play great. And if you looked at just Jalen Hurts and didn't see anything that Patrick Mahomes did, he played like he should have won that Super Bowl, and it just happens to be that Patrick Mahomes outplayed their defense, and they have found a problem in their defense that Jalen Hurts didn't have anything to do with. Watching him in that Super Bowl and watching him against that defense with the Chiefs, even though it wasn't a top-level defense, I have a lot of confidence in him continuing to grow and being the second-best quarterback in the NFL.
Last week we saw the historic Washington win over Baltimore on Monday night, and Sam Howell played very well in that meaningless football game. What are the Commanders' chances?
I mean, we talk about it with the idea of in the NFC South, if you get decent quarterback play from Desmond Ridder, you might have a good team. If you get average quarterback play, they're going to be a really, really, really good team. If not, they're going to be the same thing they've been the past 2 years.
All right, let me set it up for you on Saturday. You got Arizona at Minnesota. That's going to be 1 p.m. Eastern. We're just going to give the times in Pacific, because the station's in San Francisco, and most of you listeners are probably listening on this side of midnight rather than at 1 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. So Arizona at Minnesota, that's going to be at 10 a.m. Buffalo at Chicago, also at 10 a.m. Cleveland at Kansas City. Wow, what a meaningless matchup of our two favorite teams. I didn't even know who Cleveland was playing this weekend before I looked at the computer screen here. You got Seattle at Green Bay, and then your night games will kick off about 3 o'clock. Jets at Giants, Bengals at Commanders, Baltimore at Tampa Bay, that's going to be at 4, Miami at Jacksonville, also at 4. At 5 o'clock on Saturday night, you got the Vegas Raiders at Dallas, and then the Rams at Denver at 6 p.m. to close out the night. Sunday will feature Houston at New Orleans, and then you can get ready for the real thing. That game, by the way, 5 o'clock Pacific time on Fox on Sunday. Jen Rich is still here with us. Shane Koenig is elsewhere. I'm Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Sports Overnight America. Want to give a shout-out to Dom and Daniel and everybody up there at Sports Byline in San Francisco for, you know, taking the source, but given the source material, I think they make it sound pretty darn good. Shane Koenig was with us from not Utah, but not Arizona. Jen Rich, thank you for joining. Thank you for joining me as you do each and every night.
Most nights.
Shocking news. We are getting ready to expect Steven Strasburg to announce his retirement. Nothing but arm troubles with this guy. I mean, he was a phenom coming out of, I believe it was San Diego State, who plays in week zero and on the gridiron. It was just 2009 that I wanted to watch the Iowa-Ohio State game that determined who won the Big Ten and went to the Rose Bowl, rather than going out to Arizona Fall League and watching Steven Strasburg pitch then as a double-A player for the Nationals. But life doesn't always work out that way, and really I think it's unfair to consider him a bust considering he's a Rookie of the Year and a World Series MVP, but I don't think that he quite lived up to the hype, much like Andrew Luck, who we mentioned before.
Yeah, I felt like he fell into that almost like Kerry Wood type of deal where super strong arm and his body just wasn't able to support any type of longevity.
Right. So what are we up to this weekend? Start with you, Jen.
Stuff in my face.
Stuff in your face?
Yeah. Where going to buffet for lunch on Saturday with some family friends that live south of the valley.
Nice. And
you can come too if you want. I don't know if you're doing anything. I'm like, I guess you can come if you want.
Weekend plans, Shane.
My best friend's in town. We're going to play some golf on Friday and then do a fantasy football draft. And then we're going to an end of summer party at a neighbor's house. So it'll be pretty fun.
You playing golf, are you a scratch golfer or you'd rather not say?
Oh, I'm a terrible golfer.
Excellent.
But it's fun to be outside for 4 hours.
You and me both, and I don't know if Jen wants to jump in on this.
I just like judging.
Thing, right?
I just like judging people as they attempt to golf.
All right.
Are you judging the outfits or the game?
All of it.
Both, right?
All right. Yep, all of it.
That'll do it for us here on Sports Overnight America. For Jen, for Shane, I'm Jeff Rich. Stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Company.